Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
All right, so Justin Van Fleet from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just tell us your story in as brief a way as you possibly can. You were involved in a flood some years ago, right?
Yep, back in 2008.
And what river was that?
The Cedar River.
Okay.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
And you applied to FEMA for some disaster relief because your county was declared a disaster area, right?
Yep.
How'd that go?
Long process.
Lots of paperwork. And at the end of it, the piece of paper the federal government gave you was what? A check for?
I ended up, I went through the appeal process and ended up getting disaster assistance for a little over $20,000.
And you used that money to do what?
Basically rebuild my life. I was able to, because I was living in a FEMA trailer for quite a few months, also be able to get into, actually purchase a house, move out of the FEMA trailer, and just get back up on my feet and start trying to replace, after losing everything, pretty much and my life.
And, in a disaster like the flood in 2008 on the Cedar River, even after some painful paperwork, you probably thought at one point, well, you know what? Things are working. The government is working. I'm back on my feet again, right?
Yeah, I finally they did the buyout program here because they had to tear down our houses. And, that happened in January. So for about 2 months, it was the first time since the flood of 08 where I was finally done with everything and was finally like, well, I can finally move on and not having to worry about anything else to do with the flood. And then in March, got a letter.
And so, Justin Van Fleet, tell me how you felt when you opened this latest communication from FEMA.
No, absolutely just devastated. Literally just mouth dropped to the floor, just all the feelings of basically what am I going to do while I feel like I'm losing everything again, after the flood. It was just all those kind of emotions just came back in one moment there opening up that letter.
Can you give us the language in the letter or the sort of action memo there?
Basically, it's just a quick version. It just says, hey, we're doing audits, and we overpaid you. We decided that's incorrect. It's basically our fault. Now you're going to have, about 30 days. You have 30 days to pay back the amount in full or set up payment arrangements with interest, and you can also appeal. And basically the rest of the paperwork was just how to set up payment arrangements and, how to do everything like that.
All right. Well, I imagine the feeling in your gut is much worse than the feeling in my gut just from hearing that story. We're talking with Justin Van Fleet. FEMA asked for their $22,000 back from a 2008 flood disaster relief program. Ernest Abbott joins us now. He's the principal of FEMA Law Associates. It's a private firm that helps deal with FEMA issues. He's also an adjunct professor of what's called disaster law at George Washington University Law School. Ernest Abbott, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what is the law here? I mean, the government makes a mistake like that. It feels to me like, bank error in your favor, like in Monopoly. You get to keep it unless there's fraud. What's the law here?
I mean, the law is technically FEMA has given a government grant, a federal grant, and it turns out through its error that FEMA didn't have the authority to make the grant that it provided. And so the law is that people, when they receive government grants that they're not supposed to, are generally required to send it back. And FEMA was under great congressional pressure in this budget environment to try and get all of the recoupments for what its records showed had been mistakes. Obviously, all of those records are not necessarily correct.
Now, what does this do to someone like Justin? I mean, he goes from being someone who's back on his feet, just starting out, trying to rebuild his life, to being a person with a huge bad debt.
It's obviously awful. I mean, mistakes can happen. FEMA's administrator says you can do disaster assistance fast, you can do it cheaply, and you can do it accurately, but it's impossible to do all three. And although it didn't sound like it in Mr. Van Fleet's case, FEMA tries to provide funding before they have absolutely every piece of documentation that's completely locked in. And so mistakes are going to happen. And then the question for FEMA and the taxpayer is, what do you do when FEMA has provided funds that it's not supposed to?
And, I mean, does that argue for a letter whenever FEMA delivers a check to a disaster victim, which says, now put this in escrow because we're going to be auditing you in a couple of years, and don't spend any of it because you may have to give it all back?
I certainly wouldn't do that if I were someone receiving a FEMA grant. Most of those who receive FEMA funds wouldn't have the financial wherewithal, I think, to put the, you know, the check into escrow.
Absolutely. And finally, is there any sort of legal basis on which someone like Justin could sue the federal government for causing additional pain because of this?
I would think that that would be an exceptionally difficult lawsuit to try and do a pain and suffering a lawsuit against the federal government. They've got an awful lot of very strong defenses. Hopefully his appeal process is one where he could determine that there had not been a duplication of benefits, in fact, between the flood insurance monies that he received and the federal check, that there was something different that the federal disaster assistance check was for than what he'd received insurance money for.
Ernest Abbott, principal of the FEMA Law Associates private law firm that helps deal with FEMA issues. He's also an adjunct professor of disaster law at George Washington University. Justin Van Fleet, what are you going to do today quickly?
Go to work and keep working on my appeal process.
and try not to think about this. Justin Van Fleet, 28-year-old call center worker in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, received a FEMA check back in 2008, and they want the money back. Thanks, Justin. Good luck.